Ronnie Garansford, point guard.
How did you wind up playing for Coach Carrick here with the Broncos?
Me and Coach Carrick, we've been talking for maybe the last 2 years, and he hit me, I want to say maybe 3-4 days before Christmas, and was seeing that he knows that I was redshirting at the school that I was at prior to coming here, and he just asked me, like, how are things going? And I told him that I know that I just really been trying to play basketball, and it seems like it just keep getting pushed back. And he said, well, you know, you still got the opportunity to come here. And I was just like, I got to take it. And at that, probably 5 minutes of the conversation, I just said, Coach, I'm coming to Canada.
And so would you have, you know, Woodson High School City Championships, Washington, D.C., University of Georgia on your resume. You know, where have you been playing the last couple of years ahead of this trip to Olds?
Well, the last few years, I haven't been able to play basketball, just dealing with life situations. But prior to that, I played freshman year at University of Georgia, Pensacola State College, and Shaw University.
Okay, and you know, what is your initial take then on you know, your teammates here with the Broncos and this college here in Olds, Alberta?
My teammates, honestly, when I first got here, I was really kind of skeptical about the process and how everything was going. And then I talked to Coach Lively, and he just told me, you know, you got another chance, so you just need to be open and just take it all in. And the girls, like, I love them so much. They've sacrificed so much for me. Like, Saturday wouldn't have been possible without them. So, like, I owe everything to them through my success. Like, it's much of a team success, if anything.
How would you describe yourself as a basketball player?
Competitive, hard-nosed, tough, just whatever it takes to get the job done.
And basketball, you know, male or female, who would be some of the role models that, you know, you took some things and, you know, added to your own game from?
I say personally, just the way I attack basketball and the way I play, I would have to say Allen Iverson. And but the competitiveness and just the work ethic, I would have to get it from Kobe Bryant. You know, but I also really look up to Kevin Durant, who's a hometown hero, you know, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and just his humbleness and how he approaches the game as well.
How did you approach, you know, your first couple games on the court with new teammates here this weekend?
I was just thankful and just happy just to be playing a game of basketball again. It's been so long for me, and that I was just ready just to take it all in and absorb it.
You had 31 on Friday, 56 on Saturday. Just how comfortable was it once you were out on the court?
You know, it was, like I said, like, without my teammates, they just really encouraged me to go out there and just have fun and just come together and just go out there and get the goal and win the game. So it was more of a one step at a time thing for me, and just try to ease my way back into it. So
Jaleesa Williams had 52 points here in 2013 for this Olds College team. So I think that was the previous ACAC record. At what point Saturday did, you know, they alert you that you were getting close to that, and, you know, obviously made your way to 56?
It wasn't until halftime that my coaches kind of mentioned it to me, and he asked my team how would they feel about me continuing to go for the scoring record. And they were just so supportive and said, you know what, Coach, you know, we're all for it. And they really just made an effort to give me the ball. So, like, I'm just grateful and just truly honored, you know, what they did for me.
When you start having a night where, you know, your shooting winds up being 24 of 30 from the floor, and, you know, the points are going in like that, you know, what's going through your mind at that time?
Just, I know I'm just having fun, and I just, you know, just at that moment, I was just in the rhythm, in the zone, and my teammates, like, once again, I just really can't get enough credit to them. Like, none of that really wouldn't have been possible. So, like, they just really were just encouraging me to keep attacking the basket, keep trying to get open, and, you know, just do everything but within the flow of the game, though.
Have you scored 50 in a game before?
No. The most points I ever scored in one game was 35. So I broke my own personal record, and so, like, it's still unbelievable. And people asking me all week, like, how does it feel? And, like, it still feels surreal, almost like a dream.
It's a pretty nice first impression, but it also sets the bar pretty high. You got a scoring average of 43 points a game going into this weekend. So, you know, what are you planning on for an encore against Briarcrest here at home this weekend?
You know, I would like to continue the success, but like I said, it's more of a team thing. And if I'm able to get, you know, 40 points or however many points, like, that's great. As long as we come out with the W, that's really what matters. And that's just the way that I've been approaching the season, is just to really enjoy the moment and experience with these girls. And coach, with this being his last semester, it's just make sure that we give it all or nothing and that we enjoy it and just take everything for what it is.
And the last one for you, you know, is there someone in your life, you know, in basketball or otherwise, that's, you know, been a real inspiration and or, you know, someone that you've learned a lot from that has helped you get where you are today?
Over the last couple years, it's been really hard for me, you know, just dealing with a lot of home personal issues. And I got to give credit to my brother, Michael Mayberry. And he's just constantly just been in my life and just telling me that everything's going to be okay. And just keep your faith and stay strong and humble. And now that I'm here playing basketball, he's just telling me every day to go out there and give it your hardest, give it your best, and just take it all in and just make sure that you know when you're done that you have no regrets.